Welcome to Sports Central. I'm Rick Drewer.
I'm Phil Fackney. Caught me off guard there, Rick.
I know, you weren't quite ready.
I was still swallowing the end of my pie, the last little bit of my pie. So,
well, I don't want you to have indigestion, all right?
No, it was beautiful lunch you've cooked me today, Rick.
It's always a pleasure to be able to provide it for you, Phil.
What about the Crows, Rick? New coach.
Well, what do you think about it?
Matty Nix.
Yeah.
Ex-Port boy.
Well, he is. And he's a South Australian.
Yes, South Australian, West Adelaide. Dad, I believe, is Peter Nix. He used to play for Central Districts.
Well, I didn't. You are a hive of information.
Come from, the Blair Way, I believe. And he played for Westies over here, West Adelaide. Went to the Swans, played for the Swans. Came to Port as an assistant and then went to GWS.
Well, he's certainly got. I must confess, I didn't really know as much about him as you obviously do, but
I know a lot about anything and everything.
So you keep telling me.
Yeah.
He's obviously got a football pedigree, which is good. And, you know, I guess you do have to start somewhere.
Hmm.
They rated him pretty highly at Port, didn't they?
I think so. I think he was the one they wanted out of that three or four that were in the mix. I think they rated Nix. I believe he was going to get a job when he left Port, and then he missed out there. I can't remember what team it was. So then he went to GWS for a year or two, and here he is back in South Australia.
Well, I think, to be fair, he's a bit like the bloke with the wheelbarrow in front of him. He's got the job ahead of him because they've certainly cleaned things out.
They've certainly picked up a few.
Well, a few what?
Oh, I don't know. They haven't picked up anybody. Well, oh, yeah, Frampton from Port.
Well, and he's such a
second-rate player. Did that come out loud?
With no temper at all.
They can have him.
Eh?
They can have him.
Now, there wouldn't be, off the top of our heads, I can't think of anyone, but there wouldn't be too many people who've transferred one way or the other from the Crows to Port or Port to the Crows, would there? Can you think of any?
Oh, good question.
Yeah, I can't think
Bruce,
of too many.
No, Abernathy didn't either, because he played for the Maggies, then went to the Crows via North Melbourne.
But that's interesting. I guess in a funny sort of sense, sure there's pressure on him, but I would think that the realists would not be expecting too much with the number of players they've lost. However, unfortunately for him, most of the realists aren't the Crows members, and they'll expect a premiership within
they'll
5 minutes.
They'll be walking out at three-quarter time again,
It could be halfway between half-time
might be half-time. I remember you walked out after the first quarter at one game at Port.
To be fair, it was half-time.
That's only because the train was running at that time.
You're right. That was a woeful display.
Yeah.
That was against GWS a year or so ago.
Oh, God. I remember you walking out. Anyway, Greenwood, Jacobs, Keith, all gone.
And Eddie.
And Eddie, of course. How can we forget Eddie?
Well,
that's lovely, the Crows to pay 100 grand a year for Eddie to go to Carlton.
Well,
what, you see you later, Eddie, and here's we'll even pay for you to go.
That's right.
What a deal.
Well, unbelievable. The thing I think we mentioned this last week or the week before, the thing that it blows me apart is that, sure, he was, in his heyday, he was an excitement machine.
Yep.
He did probably attract people to the game. But he obviously had that ability to kick goals from nowhere.
Yep.
But that, you know, for people to then say that that makes him one of the all-time great players escapes me. Because, I mean, I think of some of those Indigenous blokes playing for Hawthorn or West Coast or whatever, and they were where the action was, not kicking the odd boundary goal. And
Michael Long and, you know, those sort of guys. I mean,
I just can't.
Nicky Winmar. Yeah. But
the Rioli's. I just don't understand why, to be honest, he's rated as highly as he's been.
I tend to agree with you.
Having said that, I do not understand why Carlton, with the young, enthusiastic players, I can't see how he can really get a game at Carlton, to be honest.
Well, time will tell.
It will.
They're going to pay $400,000 or $500,000, I think, and the Crows are dicing in $100,000. Yeah. So,
quite amazing.
Yeah. Well, there you go. So they've got Frampton, but that's about all they picked up. And we're a bit the same at Port Adelaide.
Yeah.
Lost a few. I see Dougal Howard and Ryder, that deal's gone through, which means Hill can go back to Victoria, and I can't, just off the top of my head, which club he's looking to go to. But St Kilda are the ones throwing the money.
Yeah.
$3 million for Dougal Howard for 5 years. I mean, we can't, I shouldn't say we, but Port Adelaide can't afford that sort of money for that sort of type of player.
Well, they certainly can't, considering that they had evaluated what use they had for him as a forward, and had decided that it, you know, it wasn't good value for money. Hmm. He's not the worst player.
No, I think he could be very handy for Port. He could have been.
Yes.
And it will be for St Kilda. Yeah, yeah. But
not three mil over 5 years.
Yeah, five mil. 3 mil after 5 years. Sorry, yeah, you're right. Yeah. And I thought the excitement one is Patton.
Oh.
To the Hawks.
Oh,
Frick.
You've named it. You've got it. You're all
I'm
over,
all over that.
You
aren't
are
I?
All over it. I am a great Hawthorne fan in the sense that I reckon by the length of the Morfettville Strait, they do football better than any other club in the competition in terms of not only, okay, they've got a great coach, but they just seem to be so highly organised. And what they do, I reckon, is rather than try for your proverbial high picks, now, you know, you might test all these kids and they come up with all these, you know, shuttle runs and jump and all that.
Runs and,
And they might even be playing pretty good football at under 18 level or even Sandful level.
That doesn't mean much.
But that doesn't guarantee you've got an AFL superstar. And it seems to me that Hawthorne have worked that out, and they're much keener on getting your proven, tested, experienced player like a Patton, who has shown what he can do. Now, bearing in mind, as we both know, there is, or at least they must be very confident that there isn't any longer, a question mark over the fact that he's had three ACL reconstructions.
Yep.
But Hawthorne don't normally get things wrong. And
no.
I would suggest that they have got the best pick in the whole of the trade period by the length of the straight. He is a good player, Patton.
I was only saying it where he is. He certainly is. He's a big unit too.
Huge.
And I was only saying at work the other day that Hawthorne seem to cover their retirements up very, very well.
They do.
Don't they?
And they sort of look and get ahead of the plot, you know, by, you know, getting, not nastily, but, you know, moving on your Hodges and so forth, so to, bring in one or two a year. Yeah, that's right.
Yep. So they've got Patton for Roughhead.
They do it
Bang.
Very, very well.
So you won't even, I mean, you shouldn't say it, but you probably won't even miss Roughhead now. Because Patton's going to come in and just sort of take that.
Yeah.
He's an own key forward.
Yeah. Well, I know that he didn't play a game this season that's just completed. However, in the previous years, every time he seemed to play against Port Adelaide, he destroyed us. And he, as you've said, he is a huge unit. And unlike, dare I say it, our full forward, Patton can actually grab and mark the ball.
Charlie? He goes all right, big Charlie. I'm just looking, I've just wrote down a couple of names here while we're talking. Brian Lake.
Yes.
Hawthorne.
Yeah.
Scully.
Yep.
Mitchell.
Yep.
And then there's another backman I can't, and name just number 12 he is, I can't, name escapes me. That recruit those mature guys, just to top up their list. Yeah.
And if we want to go back a little bit more, there's a bloke who's not a bad footballer called Burgoyne. I think he came from Port Adelaide, didn't he?
That was the one that got away. He should have been our captain.
Well, he should have
been. But they just do recruit pretty sensible, don't they? You know, Lake was a bit of a loose cannon there, and they bought him online. He played in about three or four premierships.
That's right.
And he was an outstanding player for Hawthorne. Yep.
As I said, I reckon they do it better than any of the other 17
clubs. And I can't
clubs.
Disagree with you there, Rick. I'm sorry to say. As often as I'd want to.
Now,
so what else we got, Rick?
Well, I think it would be incredibly remiss not to mention the almighty Redbacks.
Who? Redbacks.
The Redbacks.
How'd they end up going?
They went incredibly well.
Really?
Unbelievably well, Phil. I don't know whether you realise this, but Victoria declared at 6 for 616. That's 616, right?
It's a lot of sixes in there too, isn't
there? There are. But the amazing thing is we got away to a good start, 1 for none off the first ball.
Premier out, first ball.
Weatherall out, first ball. And I think I even rang you to say, we're on our way.
Yeah.
Now, what a comeback. We've finished up not only...
Well, Jake Lehman must have made a... He must have made a hell of a lot.
I think he... Yeah,
he's in good form.
He made 8, I think.
8?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not many.
But you are very harsh. Honestly, what a great performance. So,
yes.
We batted and...
Tommy Cooper?
Tommy Cooper at 200. Tom Andrews celebrated his birthday with 100, first 100, and Alex Carey. Alex Carey has to be...
Talent, isn't he?
Well, he has to be the next. It won't be until after
Payne
leaves.
Well, he
made 100 as well. So Alex Carey is going to have to wait and bide his time. But for us to pass the 616, also with 6 wickets down, is in a huge performance. I haven't looked it up. But I can't think of, and maybe there's never been, in first-class cricket in Australia where a side batting first has scored over 600 runs and the side second batting second has actually got also 600 runs and passed them. Now,
and they're 1 for none.
That's right. It must have been an absolutely ridiculous pitch feather bed.
I bet you wouldn't have minded batting on that, Rick.
Well, mate. I don't know.
You'd have made 2 or 3, wouldn't you?
In 2 digs, yeah. But, you know, I think the sad thing is that it's bad for cricket. You know,
it's got to be.
You've got to have a pitch that is at least a 50-50 deal for the batsman and the bowler. But, I mean, let's face it, 12 wickets lost, that's virtually only one completed innings for over 1,200 runs.
Yeah, nearly 1,300.
And in fact, I believe they pulled at stumps and tee on the last day, else... Cooper
would have made 300,
well,
wouldn't he?
But, you know, that's not good for the game. And then there's sort of debate, from what I heard, between Bancroft and Head over the Vics thought that the South Aussies should have declared and they could have declared for none.
Yeah, I didn't hear that.
Now, that's setting up an artificial result, you know.
Yeah, that's
And I think that's what made the... Test series in England so good is that the pitchers served up produced results with no declarations and carrying on, and if you've got a rig result, so I mean I'm sure that the staff at the Junction Oval didn't really want a pitch as docile as that, but when you've got Pattinson running in and bowling off spinners.
You said that. I didn't see it because you're watching a bit on the computer.
He was bowling over the wicket, around the wicket as if he was Nathan Lyon. It was unbelievable.
I see he wants to get back in the one day side too. I heard on the and perhaps I was just thinking Alex Carey could take Mitch Marsh's spot. He's got a bit of a sore hand at the moment, Rick. What do you get bowled like, you know?
I think when he was defending, the ball deflected onto it off of the change room wall. Though.
Yeah. They're pretty disappointed in him. He's going to cop a bit of flack over that, they reckon.
Well, those days have been and gone. I mean, back in our era, that wasn't the most uncommon thing I've ever heard. Yeah. In fact, there were a few players that I played with you when they got out, you waited till they walked through the fence up into the stand and then you'd count 4 to wait to hear where the bat was going. But that's a true story.
You'd never say, sorry about that, or, you know.
But those days, and you know, and because of the publicity and so forth, it's not a good look.
No.
Not a good
look. No, he's made himself look like a tool, really, hasn't he? I mean, you know, that's a little childish sort of prank.
Yes.
And you've got... I don't know what sort of he'd be on huge contract.
That's
and
right.
What happens to that? Does that just go out the window, or you know what goes on there?
Who knows? But you know, I can remember going back many a year when my son was in grade 7 and he got out and threw his bat, and I went up to him and I said, "Seb, you ever do that again, you'll never be playing cricket."
And that's fair enough. It's a bad look. I mean, I remember dicing my tennis racket a couple of times up against the fence.
And... Yeah, well, I guess if you're only just a player, Phil, you could...
I was a bit like curious. Heaps of talent. Going nowhere.
But the reality is that You can't, I mean, take nothing away from Cooper Andrews and Carey in particular, but you can't really judge anything on that because it's just not a cricket pitch, you know, like, and so you can't say, well, South Australia are back on the horse or they're still off the horse. It's just a nothingness game. And of course, with a nothingness result, which doesn't help anyone. So
no, I mean, that is. I mean, that's must have been an absolute beautiful pitch.
Yeah, Phil, you'd be getting pretty excited since we're into the spring carnival and the horse race. You're right into the races, aren't you?
No.
Not really. Well,
I know there's a big race.
There is the Everest.
Everest. Well, they're going to run uphill or something, isn't it, or what? Is that right?
It is the old Sydney versus Melbourne competition. The Everest now, believe it or not, is the richest prize for a horse race anywhere.
What about Melbourne Cup?
Not within a bull's
run. Really?
Yep. In fact, they're thinking of taking the Melbourne Cup down to Mount Compass and doing
yeah, Compass Cup.
That's right.
Run the cows.
That's right. But anyway, richest horse race in the world. Interesting, I heard Tony McAvoy say the other day that he's actually very keen on the Everest because...
He wants to win a heap of money.
Well, but he's actually said that the Melbourne Cup is no longer an Australian horse race. And, of course, with the number of imported horses,
exactly,
he's not that far off the money. Anyway, I have got, appropriately, given the spring carnival, a joke.
Beautiful. What is it?
The owner, he was absolutely furious and said to the jockey, "Why didn't you go for the gap that opened up 600 metres from the post?"
Fair comment.
Well, you'd think so. The jockey looked at him sort of warily and replied, "Did you ever try to go for a gap that was going faster than your horse?"
Oh, that fits in beautifully. Yeah. I think
our producer would have enjoyed that.
I think she will. Yeah. She will when she listens back.
Yeah, that's right.
Our fingers are crossed.
Out and about again.
Yeah.
Interstate
or overseas?
So. Well, who knows? It could easily be, you know, that we need a new producer.
Warren. Might get Warren. Yeah, we haven't mentioned Warren today.
No, that's a good idea. That's a good idea. I hear he's going interstate as well.
Oh, well, we're quickly talking. Kapunda, another import I've just heard on the grapevine.
Yep.
From Prembeke.
Not from Warren.
I won't say it was from Warren. From Prembeke.
You couldn't rule him out, though. Is that right?
Ex-Sturt boy. So another Sturt player coming. Don't know a name with it, but
Well, the rumour was that the new coach was going to bring a couple. So it looks as though the rumour is correct.
Yep, he's got three ex-Sturts with him. So
might be time for a quick odds bet on Kapunda to make the four.
And Warren's taking a pay cut. Just get him in the salary cap.
Is that right?
Yep.
Well, I think we've just about run over time. So until next time, folks, this is Rick.
And this is Phil.